ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा द्वारका धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। भागवत धर्म की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम टेंथ चैप्टर 53 टाइटल कृष्णा किडनैप्स रुक्मिणी। सो वी आर बिगनिंग अ न्यू चैप्टर। टेक्स्ट नंबर 1। श्री शुक वाच वैधर्भ्या सह तु संदेशम् निशम्य यदुनन्दनः प्रग्र्यः पाणिना पाणिं प्रहसन् इदम् अब्रवी। श्रीशुक उवाच वैदर्भ्यास्तु सन्देशम् निशम्य यदुनन्दना प्रग्रया पाणिना पाणिं प्रसन्निदम् अब्रवीत्। श्रीशुक उवाच वैदर्भ्यास्तु सन्देशम् निशम्य यदुनन्दना प्रग्रया पाणिना पाणिं प्रहसन्निदम् अब्रवीत्। श्रीशुक उवाच वैदर्भ्यास्तु सन्देशम् निशम्य यदुनन्दना प्रग्रया पाणिना पाणिं प्रहसन्निदम् अब्रवीत्। यदुनंदना విషమ్యా యదునందనా ప్రగ్రయా పాణినా పాణిం సన్నిధమబ్రవీత్ శ్రీ శుక వాచ. Sukadev Goswami said, Vaidharbhya of the princess of Vidarbha, Saha, he, Tu, and Sandesham, the confidential message, Nishamya, hearing, Yadunandana, Lord Krishna, the descendant of Yadu, Pragriya, taking Panina by his hand, Panim, the hand of the Brahmana messenger, Prahasan, smiling, Idam, this, Abravit, said. Translation and purport by the disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sukadev Goswami said, thus, hearing the confidential message of Princess Vaidharbhi, Lord Yadunandana took the Brahmana's hand and smiling spoke to him as follows. There is no purport here. So next word, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Tataham Api Tachito Nidram Chana Labenishi Vedaham Rukmina Dveshan Mamo Dvaho Nivarita. The Supreme Lord said, just as Rukmini's mind is fixed on me, my mind is fixed on her. I can't even sleep at night. I know that Rukmini out of envy has forbidden our marriage. She has dedicated herself exclusively to me and her beauty is flawless. I will bring her here after thrashing those worthless kings in battle, just as one brings a blazing flame out of firewood. When latent fire is aroused in wood, the fire bursts forth, consuming the wood in the act of manifestation. Similarly, Lord Krishna boldly predicted that Rukmini would come forth to take his hand, and in the process the wicked kings would be burned by the fire of Krishna's determination. So these were the verses for Sunday. Because of the book launch, we could not cover. So the fourth and the fifth verses are actually for today. I'll just read the translation of these verse, fourth and fifth. Sukadev Goswami said, Lord Madhusudan also understood the exact lunar time for Rukmini's wedding. Thus he told his driver, Daruka, ready my chariot immediately. Daruka brought the Lord's chariot, yoked with the horses named Shabiya, Sugriva, Megapushpa and Balahaka. He then stood before the Lord Krishna with joined palms. The purport says, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti quotes the following text of the Padma Puran describing Lord Krishna's chariot horses. Saibhyastu shuka patrabha sugrivo hema pingala mega pushpastu megabha pandurohi balahaka. Saibhya was green like a parrot's wings. Sugriva, yellow gold. Mega pushpa, the color of a cloud. And balahaka, whitish. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Yayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pri Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrind Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from 10th canto, and this is one sense appears to be like a very ordinary pastime, where like what we see in films, the hero is there and the heroine is there and the villain is there. So it's one sense Krishna is just going and kidnapping the heroine and the villain is always there. But this is Srimad Bhagavatam. Obviously, it can't be something very ordinary. But then, if there is no proper knowledge, why all this, you know, Krishna is taking a chariot and just kidnapping her? So it is very natural that if there is no proper knowledge, or if you don't hear from acharyas, these type of pastimes are... Because Krishna acts like an ordinary human being, it may appear very ordinary. But these are all very inconceivable. And Krishna purposely does it. He acts like this, just to bring out more sweetness in what he does. Especially to attract our mind. That's what is the main purpose. Forgotten. So acharyas who have know the essence of it, and then they reveal it to us. So in these several verses, the most important thing what we see is the Lord is reciprocating, and His reciprocation is so eager, no? He's so intense that let's go now, you know. I can't wait, I can't sleep. And now you may wonder that, well, is it, does He in my life also, does He do like that, that, you know, I want Him, please help me. Of course, Jiva Goswami says there are two tattvas. One is the Rupa tattva. Rupa, the Lord is form. But then there is another tattva which is very much same as Rupa tattva, same potency. It can also reciprocate, it can also protect. And that is a Nama tattva. But anyway, here people sometimes ask us, you know, can you show God? This is a very common, because it's something very cheap. Of course you can see God, but then you need qualification. Without any qualification of can see, God is all pervading. In that sense, even Harinam is all pervading. Same principle. Everywhere is. But then in Bhagavad Gita He says, ye yatamam prapadyante tams tathaiva bhajamyam. The person, how he approaches, that way I will reciprocate. And He also says that samaham sarvabhuteshu, I am equal to everyone. So how is it that, you know, He reciprocates to everyone and is equal to everyone? Then why the difference? In one sense, if you see, there are only two broad types of people in this world. Mostly, one is materialistic and another is transcendentalist. So the materialistic person, even if he says, who is God? Can you show me God? Where is God? Why should I believe? But in true sense, he is actually also searching for God. Only thing is not directly. For example, the Lord is full of bliss, Lord is full of knowledge, and Lord is full of eternity. Isn't it? Now, if you see, health is such a very powerful thing. Any issue you talk on health, people get attracted. People want to prolong their life, they want to live a healthy life. Anything which is, whether it is diet or it is exercise or it is medicine or disease, everything centered on health. Now eternity means what it is. So real health is coming from Krishna. What to speak about ananda? Entertainment industries. Everyone is looking out for some ananda. Whether it is movies or dramas or novels or sports or anything you name them. It is just for some type of an enjoyment. And knowledge, what to speak about knowledge, especially now with internet and all. How much you have access to knowledge, and the more people crave for knowledge, surfing, finding out more and more. So isn't it, everyone is actually looking out for Krishna. It is knowledge, it is health, or it is bliss. But that is materialistic. But there are transcendentalists who have understood the futility of what they are looking out for, the joy, the happiness, and the knowledge. But again, in that there are different levels. People who are jnanis, they are looking out for the Brahman feature, all pervading. But there are some people who are little above that. They are yogis, they want to see Lord's Paramatma form. But then there are people who are still above that, and they have understood that there is a Bhagavan form. He is a person and he has qualities. He can reciprocate. That is Bhagavan. So in that sense, what you see here is Bhagavan form reciprocating. But Rukmini was not an ordinary queen. What was her qualification? Kunti Maharani says that unless your heart is impoverished. Now in that sense, she was from our royal family. She had the power, she had the beauty, she had the knowledge. But her attitude was completely, she was impoverished in one sense. Because in that one line when she wrote this letter, the letter ends with saying that even if you don't come, if you don't come, what I'll consider that I am not qualified, so I'll wait. I'll wait for hundreds of years, continue my tapasya, and I'll wait for it. She never thought that, well, what can I do? I tried. You know, well, I'm helpless. Let me get married now to Shishupal. She says, I'll wait, I'll continue my tapasya. Now this was a qualification where the Lord reciprocated, so in a rupa form, coming in the form. But that doesn't happen. But the naam also is equally potent. That's what Jiva Goswami, and in that naam, Harinam and Sankirtan, they are so powerful, they also can reciprocate in a rupa form. Of course, our day-to-day experience, there is no rupa form. But then we hear about that, how the Lord comes to protect. In like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, even recent, like once in UK, a couple came to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, our house is haunted, there are some ghosts. So Prabhupada said, just take mridang kartal and just go and chant loudly. And they did that, and after that day there was no ghost. So it's just Harinam. Then in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, in a village, people were worshipping a tree. Now why they were worshipping a tree? Because it was a very special tree. And it was true that there was a ghost in that tree. And this tree was very famous for resolving court matters, especially. So any legal problems would go. So again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to emphasize that. So he went and sat down under the tree and he chanted and said Krishna Katha. And after a few days, there was a crack in the branch and that branch fell down and the ghost. So there are such several things where the naam also reciprocates. But today happens to be a very special day. In this leela, also we can see, of course, there is not much time, but even whatever time we have, how we can see that Harinam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specially descended here to give prema bhakti. To whom he came to give it to everyone, irrespective of. So there is the saying that does destiny play any role in our progress? You know, do we come in connection with devotees because of destiny? So this is some subject, you know. So when Prabhupada was in the early days, see the level of realizations, and here devotees are asking Prabhupada in Bhagavatam, it is said, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, Vasudevam Sarvamiti Samahatma Sadhu. After so many births, what about us? These Westerners, they were hippies. He says, right from our mother's womb, when we were in mother's womb, we were eating meat. And what to speak about so many other sinful activities? So where is the question about any qualities or karma or destiny? How is it that you are revealing to us? The way, of course, it is revealed to us here, Bhagavatam 10th canto, we are discussing topmost thing. How is it that, you know, how are we having access to this? So Prabhupada said, I made you the qualified. But what he meant is that just this connection to this parampara, This is Guru Kripa. So the Guru Kripa is causeless. How you came in contact and how you got connected and how slowly, you know, our just gradual purifications is revealing to us. So this is what Prabhupada said. So no qualification needed. Only thing is if it just appeals to you. And I'm sure many of you also may agree with me that I think, why did I accept it? But I mean, what I heard, it just appealed to me. Is there any other qualification? Just, oh yes, it makes sense. And that was the connection. And then you start. And then, see, just Guru Prakrupa is revealing to you something which is, where is Brahman, where is Paramatma, where is Bhagavan? Well, again in Bhagavan, it is not that just one Bhagavan. Again, there are different gradation of realization. Just like in material world, there are relationship. There is a relationship. So it starts slowly. Imagine, there is Santaras, there is Dasyaras, there is Sakyaras, Vatsalya Bhav, and then there is Madhurya Bhav. Now Rukmini, it's in Madhurya Bhav. Again in Madhurya Bhav there is, she is not at the same level as the gopis. She has some Aishwarya, and the gopis didn't even have Aishwarya. See how this revelation of relationship is revealed. So Prabhupada said, so it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that he wanted to give it to everyone when he can give it to people like murderers like Madhai. What to speak about, you know, common people. Everyone. So, much before he came, today happens to be Narahari Sarkar's disappearance day. And today is Ekadashi. So he disappeared on Ekadashi. So he was an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he had already read scriptures and he had written such esoteric poems, songs, which would just reveal the essence of whole Vedic conclusion. So he was from a village called Shrikhanda. Now this is again, those who remember this village, when you went to this, it's a very remote village, a very simple village, but see the culture of that village when yatris had gone many years back, thousands of yatris, when they just entered the village and all the villagers, they came out and they are doing aarti of the yatris. They're showering flowers, like some garlanding. They're offering obeisances. Just because we were doing Harinam Sankirtan. So when they saw people are doing Harinam Sankirtan. So Narahari Sarkar was from this village. This happened 500 years back. So there were three brothers. The elder one was Mukunda. He was Ayurvedic doctor. And Narahari Sarkar was a second, and then there was Madhava. But another person who appeared in that family is Raghunandan, who was son of Mukunda. So very special family. So Narahari Sarkar, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Gaya, he started revealing. That time he also became one of the close associates with Gadadhar Pandit. And there are many songs he has written. One of the famous is in Gaur Aarti, when we say, because he is, one of his job was to use the chamar. Bhakti Vinod Thakur brings him up. That was his devotion. So there are several such interactions, but there is one thing very sweet. It is said that all these people who descended during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are all eternal associates in Krishna's dham. So Narahari Sarkar was one of the maids called Madhumati. Madhumati, Madhu means honey. So in the recent past time, once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, they came to meet Narahari Sarkar, and Lord Nityananda asked him, "Can you give us some honey?" Now Narahari Sarkar, in his heart there was so much of, you know, feelings to serve them the best possible way. No, there is no limit to that. So just by that desire that, you know, he wanted to do something, they asked for just honey. So just by his desire, there was one lake next to his house. The whole lake got converted into honey. Now why just, you know, he could have just given honey. Because he just wanted to give more and more. Of course, not just the quantity, also the quality. He wanted to give everything. So these are just several such interactions where loving devotion, relationship of, you know, etiquettes. These are the culture of love which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established, left behind. Because it is said that it is not just by studying Shastra or Tapasya or we are going to understand anything. It is only when we see people how they are dealing with each other and experience, and you also be part of it. The most difficult thing, forgiveness, tolerance, to accommodate. But all these qualities of love, compassion, appreciation, encouragement, service attitude, appreciating everyone. There is no question about envy. Others are appreciated, they are empowered, they are doing very well, and this person thinks, "Hari bol, let me go and serve that person who is empowered." So this was a mood, this was a community of Shri Khanda. And this is how we just converted. I mean, this is something mystic, but this happened. So there are several such things. Of course, one interesting thing in this family was about, we all know about Raghunandan, how this young boy, by his simplicity, innocence, how the Lord reciprocated again. But then once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of Narahari Sarkar, he asked his brother Mukunda, "Mukunda, are you the father of Raghunandan, or is Raghunandan your father?" And obviously, I mean, what type of question is this? You know, Raghunandan is a young boy, and Mukunda is elderly person, father. So by age, where is the question about he being father? But Mukunda gave a very different answer. Father, he said, "My lord, my son Raghunandan is my father. Because he is the one who deeply inspired me by his behavior, by his purity. So naturally he became father." So it is said that whoever inspires us in our Krishna consciousness, inspiration, I think Sunday we had a lot of this talk on inspiration, how Yamuna Prabhu was getting inspired by Prabhu, and everything what she observed very closely, she would try to put in practice. Such was the inspiration. And obviously he was her father, you know. But here is a small child, and Mukunda is saying that he is my father. So it is not the age, it is who is inspiring. But the most important leela, which can be something relevant, of course here it is Rupa Tattva, where Rukmini is asking for Krishna to come personally. But during Narahari Sarkar's disappearance, he had disappeared. Of course, it is said that he disappeared just lamenting, you know. Of course, not an ordinary lamentation. When so many of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates started departing, he could not tolerate that separation pain. He was in crying, chanting, and then he disappeared. But many, I don't know whether it was the very next year, Raghunandan, his nephew, he wanted to have a festival or celebrate the disappearance anniversary. That is today. So he invited many people. Now these people who came, they were not ordinary. And this was an Ekadashi day in the morning. So he invited them to Shrikhanda. So there was one deity. There were three deities. One of them was in Shrikhanda, personally given to Narahari Sarkar by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he had decorated the temple so beautifully. All these people, so Veerachandra, Srinivas Acharya, many. Narahari Sarkar left behind such wonderful, exalted people who had accepted him as his Siksha Guru. That was only because of his, not just preaching, just because of his affection, his kindness, his love. Everyone who came in contact with you transformed their heart. And he had left behind the same culture behind. But he was not there. So Raghunandan, his nephew, he wanted this disappearance day to be celebrated. So many of them assembled on this day, Ekadashi day in the morning. And of course they decided there should be Bhagavad Katha. Though Srinivas Acharya, the youngest person, was asked that you should be the one to give Bhagavad Katha. Srinivas Acharya started the Bhagavad Katha, Ekadashi day morning. And it was some amazing Bhagavad Katha. It went on for the whole day. And they all fasting. It went on till evening. So now what? Of course there has to be aarti. So after, of course, everything over, the aarti began. And the aarti began and the sankirtan, because the spirit of all of them coming together, it was not just coming and dancing. As it is said, it was real prem sankirtan. You remember once Pratap Rudra is asking Sarvabhauma, but I have seen several kirtans before. But I have never seen these people who are coming from Navadvip. What type of this? I mean, I feel something very different. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, this is prem sankirtan. Because there is so much love among themselves. So this was a kirtan in Shrikhanda village where they were just dancing, chanting, embracing. And this went on till next day morning. So next day morning, again, of course, there has to be some now bhoga offering. This is Dwadashi day. So Raghunandan had prepared nice bhoga for the Lord. People just saw it, they were so amazed by his devotion. And then, he, after the offering is over, he took some Mahaprasad and he put it on a plate. Just before that, during the Sankirtan, now the Rupa Tattva is coming here. It is, Harinam is going on, and in that intense chanting, Gaurangam Mahaprabhu manifested. And those who could see, they could see him. He had already left. He had gone. So many of them came. It is said that one person was he was blind by birth. He had never seen. But then, Veera Chandra, who was, I think, son of Advaita Acharya. I'm not sure. But he was so exalted and he started dancing. And the way he was dancing in this kirtan, this person who was blind by birth, he has never seen, he could feel it. So he was asking that, what is happening? You know? They said that Veera Chandra is dancing. So that is the first time he regretted being a blind person. He never regretted why he is blind. He said, what a misfortune I am. When I am blind, I am not able to see it. And that desire, I wanted to see, and he got the vision. Something mystic happened in that kirtan. And he could see it. So many things happened. But it was just Harinam Kirtan, Hare Krishna, going on. So I'm talking about the next day morning. Raghunandan, after the bhoga was offered, so obviously he remembered his guru, Narahari Sarkar. So he has to go and do an offering to him. So he took a plate and put that Mahaprasad, and he arranged the plate nicely. He took a garland, he took Achman. And he went to that place where Narahari Sarkar's bhajan kutir was. He put a plate there. He put the plate in front of the platform. Then, of course, there were no photographs those days. So he had taken a garland. He put a garland, symbolic, for you, my Guru Maharaj, you know. And as usual, our etiquette says, he drew a curtain, something, and he came out. And he was just remembering his, you know, out of gratitude for his Guru, you know, what he has done for him. He was also his uncle. That so much affection, remembering, you know. And then it was time for him to go and take the plate. So when he just put the curtain like this, he got a shock of his life. Maybe he must have not got out. We get shocked. How is it possible? Narahari Sarkar, who had already left, he was physically present to accept his offering. And Raghunandan offered him achman to wash his hands. And then of course he smiled and he left. So the point is, what Rupa Goswami is saying is, there is Rupa Tattva and there is Nama Tattva. Now, but in Nama Tattva, Rupa Tattva also manifested. Very selected cases it happens. But anyway, for us in our life, Nama Tattva is the one which is easily available. It is no rules and regulations. Anytime, anyone, there is no hard and fast rules. But of course, it is said one is pronunciation and another is the meaning. Pronunciation is very important. We pronounce, but it's still a sound vibration. So even that sound vibration is purifying. But what if you know the meaning of that? I'm sure when you know the meaning, it immediately inspires us within in a different way. So both are important, but this is what is in this age. So there is how, when we talk about shelter, protection, especially in Kali Yuga, many times even among in our congregation, sometimes we hear this discussion that there is some ghost attack or some tantra, some pishaj, or some type of ill effects. Then there's a discussion, should we go to that, some type of, you know, help. But here we know that Harinam is so powerful. What to speak about, you know, these things, you know. It's not different from Lord. He's reciprocating. So anyone who chants with this mood, in the any situation in life, the Lord is reciprocating. That is Harinam, power. So there is one very interesting one story during Jagannath Puri. It happened that there was one very, very pious, very innocent, very pure hearted person, and he would continuously chant. He could not resist chanting. With so much taste he had to chant, you know. But he was thinking, you know, when I go to answer the call of nature, it's not a nice place, you know, it's a dirty place, you know. At least the holy name I should not. So he will be holding his tongue. But he could not resist. In lota in one hand and holding one hand tongue. Because he hold his tongue, but he could not. So this one young boy, he saw this. So he said, what are you doing? Well, this is my problem. You know, I can't resist chanting, but this is not I'm going to answer my nature. So I don't want, it's a dirty place. So he became furious. What are you talking about? You know, holy name is so powerful, and any filthy place or any place in this world, there is danger at every step. What if anything happens there? The holy name is the only one which can protect. So you should be chanting there also. This is what he said. Now this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know about it. So he was so happy. He said, look at this boy. So he gave him a name, Gopal Guru, and he became a Goswami later. So this is the power of holy name, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And through this, Harinam Sankirtan, the topmost realization, all from different levels, you go to different platforms, even in Bhagwan form, he revealed it. That is greatness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this Bhagavatam, of course, we hear sometimes if we don't have proper knowledge, people ask, what is this, you know, such an ordinary thing, you know. So the Acharyas, they carry the essence in their heart and they reveal to us, and for us it is obviously Prabhupada. So in contrast to that same Leela which happened where Narari Sarkar, just because he wanted to do more and more by his own desire, he whole converted the whole pond into. So it is said that Prabhupada also just had a desire, that's all, you know, but he had a desire, you know, in his desire he used to think that, you know, there are already hundreds of temples all around. There are millions of books being distributed, there are thousands of devotees. In that his desire, which was internal, the Lord reciprocated. Because it was a very pure desire out of compassion for suffering humanity. So we all want to help people. I'm sure everyone's experience is there that one sometimes you want to help but we can't help, you know. It's a big regret. I can't help. What do I help? I can't. I'm seeing suffering but I can't help. But then the degree we have, purity in the heart, to that degree, sure we can help. Sure we can help. So the purification comes through again. Chanting the holy name, the more pure you are, the more you can help. Otherwise it's a regret, I can't do it. I remember once His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, I think it was many years back, someone asked this question to him. Maharaj, sometimes we see people, you know, are in miserable condition, and in our enthusiasm we tell them, chant the holy name. We see, I mean, what? You don't have much feelings, what is, you know, suffering, but you should chant the holy name. So the question was that, but in my heart, you know, I myself don't have that faith and, you know, heart, but I say that. So how is it? What do you do? So he made a very profound statement. He said, if you don't have faith, then develop faith. Because if you don't develop faith, you are creating a crime. Can you think like this? That are you creating a crime? Because you don't have faith, you are not able to help others. So help, if you can't help others, means people will continue suffering. So continue suffering because you don't have faith. So they continue suffering, it's a crime. So who is the criminal? One who doesn't have faith. So if you don't have to be a criminal, then better develop faith. If you don't have faith, faith in the holy name. So these are few thoughts, and this is Srimad Bhagavatam. We are reading very advanced relationship of Krishna's Madhurya Bhav, and, you know, love letter. One sense appears like romance, you know, Krishna is going, kidnapping and fight. But what instructions, what teachings, what inspiration is brought from this Leela. It's all because Prabhupada wanted all of us to experience this feeling which is there within. So each and every soul has the potential to experience this loving relationship. This is religion. When we say, you know, religion means to love God. What does it mean? To love God. See the level of love. To what extent it can go. And this is possible in this age in the association of devotees by chanting the holy name with this attitude, pure heart, and obviously getting inspired by these type of leelas which give us more instructions, inspiration, encouragement to continue. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय आई एम सॉरी राधेश्याम प्रभु यू आर अ वेरी स्पेशल पर्सन हियर इट्स नॉट वेरी प्रॉपर टू स्पीक इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू इफ यू हैव एनीथिंग वी हैव फ्यू मिनट्स एनीथिंग यू वांट थैंक यू वेरी मच हरे कृष्णा